weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's funny things that I remember when I'm feeling good. A dollar in my pocket and a catfish on my line. A song about a simple love that's stronger than the pines. I'm a country boy, not a rocket floor. Like a little crown in my Coca-Cola. Say a little prayer for all the soldiers that fight for the USA. I never was captain of a football team, and you ain't never been a prom. Well, it's a good day.
On the left channel only. The next tone is at program level on the right channel only.
On the point of breaking down.
What about you?
Well, I did feel are not happy about leaving him behind. And but there was nothing else I could do.
Will you stay in touch with him?
Yes.
Nelson Mandela will be laid to rest later this week at his rural home.
All right, 888-302-3684. That was that last snippet I thought was pretty telling or compelling. There are a lot of leaders in the world who have a lot to say. Fortunately, there have been men and women who have come forth over at least my lifetime running various countries that seem to be an inspiration. Same sort of thing can be said for people who run business or people who write books or people who are just kind of clued in, and you can tell it just by being around them. They sometimes present themselves in different ways, but you know a leader, I think, when you see one or you're around one, and it takes different types. Some of the best teachers I had were leaders. Maybe that's the thing to think about. It isn't Mandela. But what does it take to be a good leader? And what are we talking about in what fields? Politics? Business? Maybe religion or spirituality? Maybe in terms of keeping yourself healthy? There are all kinds of definitions, it seems to me, for what good leadership is all about. Maybe that's what we talk about or think about when it comes to Nelson Mandela. Not that he was the best, but he's getting people to think about or talk about in an affirmative way what good leadership is. And we know what we think about our leadership here politically. Do we think the same about some of our business leaders? What does it take to be a good leader? If I said to you, Ken, pick a name of someone who's a good leader, what would be the first name that came to your mind?
A good political leader?
No, just leader, any kind of leader. Leader. You think leader? Who do you think of?
I don't mean to keep asking questions.
No,
you mean living, dead, anybody?
Anybody.
Lincoln.
Okay, good. So I would ask that of you, 888-302-3684, to sort of jump off of the conventional conversation about Nelson Mandela to a point. He brings around a focus on leadership. So who would you have considered? I think Lincoln is a great choice, frankly. There are others. I think of a few people who have written some good books. Louise Hay would be somebody that I would think of as a leader. And maybe you don't know even who she is, but for me, I think she is a leader in terms of understanding who we are. But you have your own, maybe your wife, your husband, maybe your father. I don't know, maybe the guy that runs the business you work in. Maybe you think of yourself as a leader. It's not necessarily a rhetorical exercise, but it could be. 888-302-3684. It's good day at 15 after the hour.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
A light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager.
I love this more than anything in the world.
Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Responsibly.
This holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. True Blue Suits, your ride's horses, 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. ATN at the Hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're spending a little more time on Nelson Mandela. Here's the talk host, Justin Barkley, talking about the American flag being lowered to half-mast. I don't know anybody who thought this was a good idea.
We are now in the midst here in America where every time something happens, I don't know about you if you've noticed this or not, but every time something happens anywhere, we lower the flag. It's a go-to, I don't know, it's kind of like a Facebook where you see a status and you just have to like it no matter what. People liking the status about Nelson Mandela dying on Facebook. So much, this has caused so much outrage. Facebook now talking about a sympathy button that they're going to put on posts so that people can now just say, click, I sympathize, instead of I like that your grandma died. Because, you know, I know you won't really say I like your grandma died. I don't like that. But I see your post, and I acknowledge you, and I acknowledge your pain right now, and I'd like to show sympathy. I think that's what people are saying when they do that. But should that flag being lowered and the president coming out and saying, I'd like to ask everybody to lower the flag, should that be reserved for special times? Should that be reserved for specific times? There's one sheriff in South Carolina that absolutely downright refused to lower the flag in honor of Nelson Mandela. This was on CNN.
For what Nelson Mandela has done, I have no problem with lowering it in South Africa, in their country. But for our country, it should be the people, in my opinion, who have sacrificed for our country.
And while it's rare for a U.S. president to order flags lowered for a non-U.S. citizen, it has happened. George W. Bush, in fact, did it for Pope John Paul II in 2005, and Bill Clinton did it for former Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. The practice goes back to 1965, when President Johnson lowered flags for Winston Churchill.
All of it inappropriate. Maybe Churchill, in part because he was half American, but I don't know about the rest of them. Anyway, so is that much ado about nothing? Let's move on. NSA in the focus next on Good Day.
Interesting to look at the archives on Nelson Mandela. Here's a broadcast from over 20 years ago.
And here's a live picture from the town square in Cape Town, South Africa. Nelson Mandela, who has been out of prison for only a few hours, has arrived here to find a huge crowd.
I stand here before you, not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people.
Mandela would go on to lead the country that put him in prison for 27 years. Mandela sat down and talked with ABC's Ted.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A Zoomer? Anybody seen a Zoomer?
Know of.
No, that's the number one toy.
I've seen some of those robot dogs before, though.
Have you? I've never seen one. Are they cute?
Yeah, they're okay.
Yeah.
It's an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have Charlotte, thanks. 888-302-3684. All right, let's move on to discussions of what's going on with the NSA. Here's host Jordana Green talking to Craig Timberg from the Washington Post about technology companies that are banding together to protest what the NSA is doing.
The major tech companies coming together to say, you know what, U.S. government, NSA in particular, you need to get out of Facebook, of Google, of Yahoo. Is it just because the laws and the Fourth Amendment haven't caught up to today's times and technology, or do you feel the NSA is completely abusing whatever technology is available?
Well, I think it's safe to say that the tech companies feel like the NSA is abusing the technology. You know, it's been funny to watch this play out from my vantage point, because when the first revelations came out from the Snowden stuff over the summer, the tech companies like, oh no, this is all legal. It's happening in the court. There's right. oversight. Don't worry. We'll tell you more about it. But that's it. But what they discovered about a month and a half ago, from a story that a couple of colleagues of mine here at the Post wrote, is that the NSA was gobbling up data as it moved between the private data centers that were run by Google and Yahoo, and Microsoft suspects that this may have been done to them as well. So that's just like a huge fire hose of information with very little oversight, and that's what really freaked out the tech industry, and they're pushing quite hard to try to get that stuff limited.
What kind of data? I mean, my baby pictures, because who cares?
Well, I think there's every reason to believe that your baby pictures could easily be in some data center somewhere that's run by the government, but I don't think that they're not looking at your baby pictures. What
right.
they do is they're siphoning up just massive amounts of data as it moves through fiber optic cables, and this includes everything, right? Emails and your address book and video chats, and they have these very sophisticated tools that allow them to search there for things that they believe are foreign intelligence targets. Again, if your grandma doesn't work for Al-Qaeda, you probably don't have that much to worry about, but it does creep a lot of people out to know that all this data is being sucked up by the government.
And I understand the Fourth Amendment reads, we have the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches. Seizures shall not be violated. No warrants shall be issued, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be seized and persons or things to be seized. And I get the Fourth Amendment, but this is a much different world that we live in than when the Fourth Amendment was first drafted. For me, it's sort of chicken and egg. How is the NSA supposed to get information on terrorists if they're not allowed to look at anything?
Well, exactly, but there's a big difference between anything and everything, and so that's the argument that the civil liberties community is making, is we need to have rules that make it possible for the NSA to drill down on legitimate terrorism suspects, but don't simultaneously pick up everything that all of us do online, right? And so there's just a massive amount of room in there to maneuver legally and ethically and technologically, and so what the push you're seeing now is from the tech companies. They're saying, let's have this happen in court.
All right, let's have it happen in court. Yeah, that's a good idea. Meanwhile, up next on Good Day, a focus on health care. Wow, something new and exciting and different. 28 after on Good Day.
So your fast $1 million looks, you don't have them if your hair is thin, weak, and tired looking. Thinning hair is the result of aging follicles or the place through the pores from which the follicles come. That's why you need the new Provia. Provia strengthens hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before. And by the way, ladies, this is for you as well as for men. You're suffering just like men are with thinning hair. And if you've had the problem for years, now you can join the thousands of people who are using Provia serum the all-natural way with no side effects to get your hair growing again. It's simple. Call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Order Provia now and get a free month supply when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair going down the sink. Say hello to a new, full, richer head of hair. 800-525-8319 for Provia.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full, intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving.
Well, I guess we can start all over again, Kenny.
It's a good day to get gone.
For those of you who are in the dark, that is in the dark, your ears. You thought you had plugs in your ears because, hey, I didn't hear anything of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Well, there was nothing. There was lots to hear. Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know? Do you have what I have? Right? And it was really good. First half hour of this hour of the program was really good. Merry Christmas was a lot of what was said, a lot of talking about Target and the investigations, Department of Justice investigating the breach. It appears that, according to some of our listeners who have piped up at facebook.com/good day and at Good Day Show on Twitter, there is reason to believe Target knew about this a couple of weeks before it all became public knowledge. And if they did and allowed all those people to use their credit cards, they will go out of business. They will be sued to the hilt. Lawyers will be gathering. They're circling the wagons now, especially the ones that aren't celebrating Christmas. And there'll be class action lawsuits. There have already been 10 that have been filed. Justice Department investigating. Secret Service I don't understand why the Secret Service is investigating. What do they get? Why do we need two? Here we go again. Never mind Target. Here we have two agencies that are not working together of the federal government to investigate. Why? Why?
Well, the Department of Justice is investigating it on their own. The Secret Service is working with Target. Target reached out to them to help in tracking down the hackers.
Okay. One of the things that is a prominent part of this hour, especially of the Good Day program, is our overview of what people are talking about in the local markets around the country. So we monitor the talk radio programs, stations, the hosts around the country for sort of a thumbnail sketch of what's going on, sort of what it is that people are talking about. And so we'll start our overview of this by listening to Paul W. Smith, who just signed a 7-year contract with the station in Detroit, where he's been for a long time. This is in 1990-something. He replaced on WJR, which is one of the great radio stations in our country, J.P. McCarthy, been there for a long time. And Paul's been there for a long time, too. He used to be in Philadelphia. At any rate, I hear he talks to Aaron Katursky of ABC about this fallout that is affecting so many of you.
The fallout continues with an announcement by J.P. Morgan Chase.
For Target shoppers, it's a difficult holiday period in some cases because they
had their credit card information exposed by a data breach that Target is still trying to get to the bottom of, along with the U.S. Secret Service. And over the weekend, as you mentioned, Chase took what it considered to be a prudent step and went ahead to replace certain debit and credit cards of customers rather than, you know, mess around with any chance that they may be in any way compromised.
Not a bad idea, but then they came out with the word at maybe the worst time possible that they were going to limit the transactions people can do if they have a credit card that they used with Target.
And that's kind of a, I guess, the Grinch part of all this, right? People who are suddenly counting on that money or that extended line of credit for their holiday shopping finally get to you know, see it cut off. And for many people, they may not have even known yet that they had their information exposed. And consumer watchdogs have been criticizing this, you know, calling Chase the Grinch that stole Christmas from families across America. They say it's just a matter of image protecting, but the bank says it's a prudent step given the possible damage that could result from a compromised card.
So clearly state then here, J.P. Morgan Chase Company saying over the weekend, customers who use Chase brand debit cards at Target from November 27th through December 15th are now limited to $100 a day of cash withdrawals and $300 a day of purchase with their cards. Now, the usual limits were $200 for cash withdrawals, $500 for the purchases, according to the bank spokesperson. But make it very clear, and it should be extremely clear here, the bank is not protecting the consumer. The bank is protecting themselves. That's something that you have to make clear.
Well, because it's the, I guess it's the bank's money, right? If you know, if customers are ultimately compromised, yes, it's their account, but it's also the bank that gets caught up in the fraud as well. I don't want to carry water for JP.
Well, no, because the bank has to protect you as a cardholder, and if somebody fraudulently uses your card and you let the bank know, you're only on the hook for, I don't know what it is today, $50, whatever it might be. I'm not sure what it is. So, I mean, they can pretend that they're doing this to protect the customer. They're protecting themselves, which is fine. I mean, it's a business. It is a business.
And, you know, we'll see if other banks end up following suit. But it just adds to the list of headaches for Target customers at the worst possible time for the retailer, because they don't want anything that could potentially cause a customer to stop spending at holiday time. And overall, the hack just before Thanksgiving all the way through December 15th that exposed 40 million credit and debit card accounts comes at the worst possible time. And, you know, look, we don't have any good anecdotes to say that it's stopping anyone from going to Target, but we have talked to shoppers who said they're going to use cash, or they may think twice before plunking down their card, and retailers don't want to see any of that hesitation either.
Well, there's a good point in there, several good points, actually, and that's why we do these, because I can't think of all of the points, you can't think of all the points, Kenny can't think of all the points, so the way to stimulate people, their imagination or their mind or what's going on in their thought process is to listen to lots of different bits and pieces of conversation. That's why this hour is high in the approval list of people who are making choices at this time of the day to listen to what's going on. At any rate, the fact that they are a business, these credit card companies, especially Chase, mentioned there, as I mentioned them in the last half hour, but you didn't hear it. The essence of Chase, they're going to do what's good for them. They can say they're doing it for their customers, and the good PR people at Chase will try to convince you, and in some cases, maybe some of you will be convinced. But if you got a credit card and an account that's got $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 or more in it, and you can't access it because they're trying to protect their own butts, that's really what they're doing. They're saying they're protecting you. They're not protecting you, because you can keep using it, and as long as it's a deal that you have consummated, then you're obligated to pay it back. But if you didn't consummate the deal, you're not obligated to pay it back, according to the law. And they know that at Chase, and they know it at Citibank, and they know it at Wells Fargo, and they know it everywhere. So they don't want to have their butts on the line to have to pay for all of that stuff that you didn't buy with your credit card. That's really the bottom line, pure and simple. So, having said that, there are other points of view on this. Let's listen to Joey McLaughlin, who talked to Larry Magid, who works on CNET, which is a sort of business channel. They discussed Target's reaction to the breach.
Has Target been forthcoming enough with details here, or are they kind of taking a slow and steady pace here?
Well, they did acknowledge that the breach took place, so that's a good thing, and they have a web page about it. But, you know, there's always more detail that usually comes out later, but sometimes they hold it back at the beginning of an investigation. One, because they may not know. It's very possible they don't know, and it may be that the law enforcement feels that they shouldn't be disclosing too many details quite yet.
So when this first came out, it was like, oh, my gosh, on, you know, the weekend of Black Friday. But this was a pretty decent period of time where all these accounts were hacked or the information gathered from the accounts, right? It wasn't just Black Friday weekend.
Right. Black Friday killed some point when they discovered it and then fixed the problem. So that's why there were 40 million people, because it was such a large period of time.
What are some things that if you have, like I have, shopped at Target, that we need to be looking for?
Well, I spoke to Brian Krebs, who's a blogger, a security blogger, who discovered first broke the story, and he said, well, first of all, you should take a deep breath and relax, and the world's not going to come to an end because you do have protection. I mean, there are fraud protections built into every credit card, so as long as you identify any misuse of your card and notify the bank, you're not going to be on the hook. So what that means is, you need to be on the lookout for any misuse of your card. The way to do that is to simply go online to your bank that issued the card and check your statement. There are going to be recent activity, and it's sometimes updated in real time, depending on the card and where the person is shopping. But you don't look at the statement. You look at what's happened since the statement to see if there's been any activity. If you do find anything, of course, you contact the bank and get that taken care of right away. It's also a good idea to check your credit reports because they give you an indication if anybody's taking credit out in your name. And these are good cautions anyway to take. But beyond that, you know, just be careful. Keep your eye on the data.
What do you think the next steps that Target will take are? Have they done enough here by just saying, hey, we got hacked, or will there be other steps on their end?
Well, it's never enough. You know, the security situation is a cat and mouse game, and you've got to keep upping your game because the bad guys keep upping their game. So what Target already has done, apparently, is fixed whatever security breach there was, and then now they need to look at their procedures and look at their security policy and find out why this might have happened and how they could prevent it. It may be that they, you know, need to be a little tougher on what employees do on the terminals. I just don't know, but there needs to be a tighter system. But that's true with every company. Even if you've got a tight system, you need to keep improving it.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. 16 before the hour. I have time for a couple of more bits of input here on the Target situation. And so then after that, we might have time for some Duck Dynasty discussion. The Triple D Duck Dynasty discussion here on Doug's. It could be four. It's the Doug Duck Dynasty discussion.
Wow. Depend. Alliteration.
Yeah, isn't that great? All right, so that's coming up on Good Day. 16 before the hour.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
At the Sears New Year celebration, we're ringing in deals that are so big, we need to celebrate. Hit it.
Oh, yeah! Up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances and even more with a Sears card. Shall we have some fireworks?
Head to the Sears New Year celebration and get up to 25% off all Kenmore appliances. Plus an extra 15% off all appliance brands $4.99 and over with your Sears card.
Sears, where better happens.
Savings range from 5 to 25% off at L1226 to 1-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Extra Sears card savings not combined with deferred financing.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's best value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. Here is Greg Jarrett talking to correspondent Brian Linus about what you can do. This is back to you because you're the most important thing. You're not the banks, credit card companies, not Target. You need to protect yourself from security breaches like the one that we are talking about that happened to so many Target customers.
It's the height of the Christmas shopping season, but shoppers are on alert after credit and debit card information was stolen from Target stores all over the nation. And now we're being told much of the data from the 40 million credit cards is reportedly for sale on black markets around the world. The credit card thieves and debit card thieves using the information to make phony copies of the stolen cards. So how can we protect ourselves from all this identity theft?
We know the holiday shopping season may be winding down soon, but the recent Target breach has reminded shoppers identity theft is a threat all year round.
How could you not be concerned about that?
Right.
I mean, it's your identity.
I think you don't think it could happen to you, and so you don't really worry about it. And then when it does, like I said, it's a big hassle.
I have this, I guess, false sense of security that when I'm doing it in person, I have more control. But clearly, that's not the case.
Access to a stolen credit card number can trigger a chain reaction. Thieves can steal your identity, apply for credit, withdraw money, and rack up huge debts.
They might initially start to use them, the credit card numbers over the phone, via websites, they might plug them in, or they clone the cards, meaning they burn the information onto blank credit cards and go ahead and use them at brick and mortar stores or even at ATMs, depending on the nature of the card. They also will resell this data to others because there's so much credit card information here.
Some safety tips. Keep a close eye on your card at the store. Card skimmers take information from the magnetic stripe on the back of your cards. Safeguard your personal information online. Make sure you have antivirus, anti-spyware software. Don't get hooked by phishing scams online. Be cautious of fraudulent links and emails and bogus websites. Don't carry credit and debit cards that you don't absolutely need, and regularly check your statements and credit reports.
I don't see any end in sight to the amount of data breaches occurring, both from criminal hackers on the outside or mistakes being made on the inside of certain organizations.
Now, if you are a victim, make sure to report lost cards or suspicious charges immediately. If your bank account has been compromised, the best thing to do is really to close the account and open a new one.
All right, and the bank will be happy to do that for you. If in fact, that's what happened to me. My card taken, walk into the bank, give me a new card, end of story. So that's enough on Target. Let's talk about Duck Dynasty in a moment here on Good Day.
My name
name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you have to match with your mouth? Thoughts, hopefully, right? 888-302-3684. I always put the phone out there, whether we get at all the calls or not. It's always nice for people to have that as a reference point, along with our addresses for social media, et cetera, et cetera. So on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler and I now focused on this fascinating story, this tantalizing tidbit of tenderloin. Or no, do they have, do ducks have tenderloin like a bovine? There's no tenderloin steak on a duck. I don't think there is.
I don't think so.
All right, so we have a couple of different talk perspectives on this thing. Here's Johnny Wendell talking about something he thinks a lot of Duck Dynasty supporters may be overlooking with this controversy.
Phil Robertson, who is the head of the Robertson clan, stars of the A&E TV show Duck Dynasty. He's the star of Duck Dynasty. He's 67 years old, and he's not backing down. If you have been circling the planet in a spaceship for the last week or so and have no idea of what we are talking about, Mr. Robertson stuck his foot in it in a major way in an interview with Gentleman's Quarterly magazine when he decided to expound on his opinions on race relations, religion, and gay rights. And as he portrays the quintessential Louisiana redneck on television, so he decided to portray the same Louisiana redneck in interview. Okay. For those who are familiar with the story, it seems to me that most people are overlooking a distinct possibility here, which is that Mr. Robertson did the interview in character. Okay. Mr. Robertson is a graduate of Louisiana Tech. He is worth $15 million. He has invented an incredibly successful product, and as anyone that has Googled his kisser before he decided to become Billy Gibbons, the guitar player in ZZ Top, and grow the mega beard there, he and his family, the Robertsons, the Duck Dynasty clan of backwoods hayseeds, very much resembled the Romneys. Didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Majorly. Okay. They looked very much like Mitt, Ann, and the kids. Okay. But they decided to get into character as these backwoods duck call inventing yahoos. So it is entirely possible that Mr. Robertson, being a canny businessman, decided to do this interview in character as Phil Robertson, the redneck, as opposed to Phil Robertson, the multimillion Chablis-sipping gazillionaire.
Right.
Okay. I'm not saying this is what happened. It is a possibility that nobody seems to take into account, that he might have thought that if they're going to interview me as this certain person, I'm going to answer as this certain person. We know from lots and lots of famous performers, they will tell you that one of their biggest problems is when to shut the stage persona off, especially in an interview.
That's an interesting theory, Kenny. Maybe this guy's a smart or smarter than we think. That makes perfect sense, actually, to me when I think it through, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. All right. Here's an excerpt from a program hosted by Mike Russell with Mike Weinstein and Becky Lynn. They talk together about this whole controversy and whether, as was just suggested, this is just a big stunt.
I told you it was fake outrage. I told you this was going to go away. No one walks away from a cash cow. And, of course, I'm talking about the cast and the show Duck Dynasty. Obviously, Phil Robertson made some comments that a lot of people were insulted by. They were offended by. Phil Robertson stands by those statements, as does his family, Winey. As A&E suspended, A&E is the network that puts on Duck Dynasty, A&E suspended Phil Robertson, wanted the rest of the family to continue filming. They said, pound sand.
Right.
We are your cash cow. Instantly, networks like CMT, the Country Music Channel, they're coming to offer money. We will take Duck Dynasty.
More money.
Yeah, we will give you the dough. A&E saw. A&E has now announced that the January episodes that are starting will have Phil Robertson in them. And what did they do this weekend, Winey? Saturday and Sunday.
Hold on. Duck Dynasty Marathon.
Starring
Phil Robertson.
Phil Robertson.
Really?
Oh, yes. They knew that this, all of the media hype was going to get more people to tune into A&E. And more people wanted to be, they were curious. This is it's not a reality show, by the way. I watch it faithfully, by the way. It's not a reality show. It's a sitcom.
No reality show is a reality.
Okay, but this takes it to a new level. Yeah. I think a lot of them are just, it's stupid people walking around talking on speakerphone on their cell phones. That's what reality TV's become. This is a sitcom. They know it. They set up a situation. All the characters play themselves, and they play up their quirks and stuff. And it's fun entertainment.
Fun entertainment. Fun all the way to the bank for all these people. God love them. Got to get a reality show going on the farm here, Kenny.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.